chapter of the book of Revelation. We started here last week. We left it off so that we could pick up at the same place. We didn't want to go too off along here. Amen. And last week we took a message, who is worthy to take the book? And a lot of people, they really like that, because when God looked all over heaven and earth, He found only one that was worthy. How many knows it was? Jesus. Amen. He went and took the book. He was that bloody lamb, went and took the book. Then He came to earth, took the seals off of it for us. And then He brought it to earth, and He gave it to us. Now, that means that we're worthy. Amen. We're worthy because we're in Him. And so, I want to continue the same thing, but I want to entitle, who's worthy to eat the little book? Amen. Eat the little book. And that little book is the spiritual Word of God. And whatever you eat, that's what you become, see? Amen. That's where you become what you eat, you know. And so we're eating the Word of God spiritually. We want to become the end-time Christian, the bride, see? And there's only one group that can eat it, and that's those that are baptized into the body of Christ by one Spirit, everyone else excluded. Amen. So you have to be baptized by one Spirit into the body of Christ. You start off by natural baptism. That's the work we do. And you can do it whether you're saved or lost, or a sinner or a Christian, you know. And I would never know the difference, probably, if you came and said, I've repented and I've done right. Amen. I used to baptize a lot of people, but now I'm a little more selective, question a little bit, find out. I've baptized so many that start and stop. Amen. I try to talk to them a little bit now and be sure that their heart's really in it, you know. And then baptize them, you know. And that way you are not baptizing over and over and over and over. I've baptized some converts several times over a long period of years. But then that water baptism, that's something we do, see. That's our hands do that, and it's a commandment of the Word of God. But then baptizing with the Holy Ghost, that's something God, He baptized you with the Holy Ghost, make you an individual before God. See, then you can hear the Word. The Word's quickened to you. And then you understand the Word. Then, to be baptized into the body of Christ, that becoming part of the body. And then there, everybody believes the same thing. Look at the thing, have the same mind, same judgment, and all that. That's what Paul said. I would that you speak the same thing, be of the same mind, be of the same judgment. It's a body of people, a group of people, and they're called the body of Christ, and He said you're members in particular, see. Amen. So that's separate than being just say, I've got the Holy Ghost. Well, praise God. I'm glad you got the Holy Ghost. And that's different from saying, praise God, I've been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. If I praise God that you have been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Because that's part of it. That's the beginning of this journey in the Lord. See, as Peter said on the day of Pentecost, repent everyone, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin. And then you come to the next step, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And then as you grow in God and understand the Word of God, then you become part of a fellowship. See, amen. All believe in the same thing with apostolic leadership. And in other words, you're not tossed to and fro and carried about, wondering here and wondering there, wondering if this right or that right, because we'll all have the same mind, see, because we're eating of the same book. Hallelujah. We're made worthy to eat of the same book. And that's the word for this day and hour after the seals are open and the book's brought back down to us. Amen. By Christ's coming in the Spirit. So let's pray before reading. Heavenly Father, Lord, as we have opened Your Word this morning, Lord, the written part of it, God, I pray that You will anoint us to open the spiritual part. Because anyone can open the natural part of the Word and read from it and talk from it and expound it to a certain point. But only by Your Holy Spirit, Lord, can the spiritual part of the Word of God be open and expounded to us. It takes the Holy Ghost. It takes the Spirit of God. It takes Your anointing. And Father, we ask for that anointing in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Not only upon me to speak the Word, but upon the hearers to receive. And we'll be also careful to give You the praise in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Now, the first part we're not going over because I don't want to draw it out. First part of Revelation chapter 10. But verse 1 shows you that mighty angel coming down. He brings the book that's been opened. And then verse 7 says, when the seventh angel sounded the mystery, that's he cleared up the mystery, the church age, thunder seals, and so on. Amen. And then the authorizing voice of Almighty God tells John to go and take the little book. And here's where we left off last week. So I want to pick up here Revelation 10 and 8. Now the book's back on earth. Amen. How many know the book's back on earth? It was in heaven, but it's back down here now. That's that spiritual anointed revelation word for the body of Christ. See, now we've had a church all along. Amen. But the body of Christ, what I'm talking about here, and we'll get to it in a little bit, where we're baptized by one Spirit. It says here, and the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again. Now, this is the second time the voice spoke. First time he spoke to John, he spoke and told him to seal up what the seven thunders said. That was 96 A.D. And then he said, at the seventh angel sound, this mystery be finished. So, the seals were opened by Brother William Brown, the thunders, which were the sounding of the thunders. It's all fit together there. But then the voice spoke again. When the book was here, it was available. The mighty angel had in hand. And the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again and said, go take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. Now this angel, verse 1 tells who it is. It's Christ has come back to earth, but not in literal form, in the spirit form. He's come here in the spirit form to marry his bride that he was engaged to at the giving of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. See, Paul in 2 Corinthians 11 and 2 there said, I have espoused you or engaged you to Christ as a chaste virgin. But over here, 2,000 years later, the church, the bride is not just a spouse, she's married to him. And when she's married to him, whatever he owns, she owns it jointly. Praise God. Amen. So he took the little book, he obtained it, he bought it by his precious blood, but he brings it down and gives it to his wife. Amen. His wife has made herself ready. And Paul spoke of it in Ephesians chapter 5. And he says, we become bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh, and so on. Amen. In other words, whatever he is, that's what we are. Amen. And he is the Word. And the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen. So he brings this Word back, and he tells us to eat the Word. And we eat the Word, amen, and we become exactly what He is. That we can have His mind, have His thoughts, have His ways, amen. And we don't have to fuss too much about His ways to those that's in the body of Christ. How many know that? Amen, because they just love to do what's right in the eyes of the Lord. Praise God. And they can't. You can't keep them doing what's right. Amen. Somebody asked me something about. Said, how come you don't preach a little more on time? I said, well, here's why I don't. Nobody told Abraham to do it. See, amen. Abraham, when he saw God manifest in the flesh, saw what was doing, he immediately said, I want to give a tenth of all unto you. Somebody says it ain't the law to pay tithes in this New Testament age. I agree 100%. It ain't. Under the Old Testament law, it was. But when you come to the New Testament, you go back like it was before the law. It has to be in your heart. How many knows it? Amen. Somebody said you gotta tell them, you gotta do this, you gotta do that. If you don't, they won't do it. Well, if it ain't in your heart, then don't do it. Amen. Is that right? Amen. One family came and said, Brother Ben, I use my tithes to, we go to singings and stuff, I use my tithes to, we save it back and buy gas and stuff, go to the singing. Says, you think that'd be alright with the Lord? I said, well, whatever you want to do, that's up to you. But the Word says, bring your tithes and offering in the storehouse of the Lord. And you do it. That's what you spend your money for. I said, but God, it's different. Yeah. Amen. And so another man said, well, it cost me to get gas and stuff, come to church and all that. I just use my tithes for that. Well, that's all right. I've got no problem with it. But I'm not talking about those folks at all. I'm talking about the bride of Jesus Christ that's part of the body of Christ. Amen. They're going to do what's right, and you can't stop them from it. Amen. You can argue with them, say, don't do it. They say, I'm going to do it because that's what's in my heart today. And then you're getting it right, see. Amen. Somebody said, well, what's his church rules? We don't have any church rules. We have Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. How many knows him? We're not in bondage. Jesus Christ is the one that makes things work, see? Amen. And over the church age, we had to tell people, you do this, you do that, you do this, you do that. And some people, they want to be told everything to do. Amen. There are people today in the world, they want you to tell them, do this, do that, do this. Well, I tell you what, if you'll listen to the Word of God, you'll know what to do. Because somewhere in that Word of God, it'll come out exactly what you need to do. Hallelujah. And if it's in your heart, you'll do it. Amen. How many knows it's so? Praise God. So when you start eating a little book, you're getting a different thing, see. When you're baptized into the body, you're just not somebody to come to church, sign your name on the church book, and be a member of a certain church. Amen. Paul said that you're members of the church of the firstborn, which is written in heaven, and man's got nothing to do with that. How many knows it? That's written in heaven. God takes care of that. We don't put nobody's name on. We don't take nobody's name off because that was fixed before the world was anyway. Hallelujah. The Son came that we might be free. Amen. He came to set us free. And when they set you free, then you do what in your heart to do. Hallelujah. Now, if you take somebody that's a drunkard, you put them in prison or somewhere where they can't get to something to drink, I'll tell you what, they ain't going to drink a drop. I'm talking alcohol, you know, and stuff, or whatever it would be, like a drunkard to somebody. And they ain't going to drink a drop because they're in that cell and they can't get it. But they'll say, I don't drink anymore. Well, turn them loose and set them free and see, you know. Amen. Then when they get out and got the freedom to do it, you'll know whether they do or not. Somebody says, I don't smoke anymore. I'm out of cigarettes. Amen. But set them free. I believe Sister Aita, she'd tell them before she passed away, she'd tell me a little testimony when she was younger. She used to smoke. Said she loved them cigarettes so good, and it was so hard for her to quit smoking. But when she quit, she had a carton. She just opened one pack and got one or two cigarettes out of the first pack and smoked. She said, I'm going to quit these things. I've been trying it. And so she quit, and she got down. One morning she came in there, wake Dean up. She's just shaking. Said, Dean, I need you to pray. So Dean said, do you want to quit smoking? She said, yes, I do. I want to quit. So he just got out of the bed. He worked at night. So he got out of bed, and he said, let's pray. He got a little altar there, and they began to pray. She never smoked nothing. She took that whole carton and throwed it in the coal heater. They had a coal heater there to burn, you know, for a heater. Throw it every bit, and she just quit, see, because she wanted to. And you gotta want to. Amen. God gives us freedom to, don't He? Amen. So she had a whole carton there, but she said, "I quit." Amen. Think about Brother Doc when he quit. He says, going down the road, and Billy did the same thing, I believe, too. We used to all be involved with stuff like this. But Doc said, going down the road, and said he got his coughing a little. He said, "I can't sing for the Lord smoking these things, getting my throat messed up." So he just threw him out the window of his truck and never had nothing in his mouth since. Amen. I tell you, God can set you free, can't He? Amen. It wasn't that he didn't have the money, couldn't get anymore. Amen. It wasn't that, he could have stopped at the next store and got some. That's the way I used to do now. Amen. I used to throw mine away and go buy some more, see. Amen. But that we got freedom to do it, but then if the Lord began to get on your heart. But I remember when I got right with the Lord down at Gospel Temple, Brother Harold Payton and them said, "You got to quit your cigarettes." I said, "Now, I don't know about that one now. I can't hardly do that, these." But one of the deacons reached in my pocket and got it and threw him out the window. Amen, down in church, because didn't have air conditioning back in those days and stuff. And I said, "Well, that's all right. I'll get me some more on the way home, you know." But you know what? I thought, well, and I've been wanting to quit these things. And he said, anybody shouldn't smoke them. It's not good for you. So I started waiting about. Now I said, "Well, I'm going to get them today." But I got to the place where I couldn't hardly go, so I went down in the woods and knelt down to pray. I said, "Lord, I'm going to get me some cigarettes." I said, "But if you'll help me now, I won't." And you might say, "Did the craving leave?" No, but it let up a little bit. It took a long time, maybe into the years, for it to completely leave. But see, there's where you got to have your mind made up. You got to have determination. And God give us freedom. Amen. Wasn't that I didn't have money? Wasn't that there wasn't in the store? But I had something in my heart saying, "Keep on going. Keep on pressing on." Hallelujah. So that's the way many of these things is. It's not rules and regulations. Amen. I've never told nobody, "You can't come to church if you smoke," or "You ain't saved if you smoke," or anything like that. That's up to you, see. Amen. But I tell you, when you see the benefit of not doing it, amen, the benefit of being in the body of Christ, amen, you're going to say, "Hey, I'm getting rid of these things. Live, die, sink, or swim." Amen. You leave them, that's all. Amen. I believe Betty back here, you better quit. You dealing with it now? Well, I tell you what, you're a good candidate for me to preach to then. Amen. All right. Praise the Lord. So, but the thing about it is, in the Lord, He gives us freedom, see. It's not, what I'm trying to get, it's not somebody rules and regulation, do this and don't do that, and do this and don't do that. No, it's not do's and don'ts anymore. It's letting the Holy Ghost, the freedom of the Holy Ghost come in you, and you know you're free, but you don't do it. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, I heard Brother Brown say this one time. I thought it was strange because I was back in Pentecost then. Amen. He said, "I get drunk every time I want to," or something to this nature. Amen. But said, "I ain't never wanted to." See? Amen. That's the thing, you know. God, He gives us the freedom to do, and we take that freedom. And Paul said, "Use not the liberty for occasion to the flesh." And those that are in the body of Christ don't do that thing. Because it's a different thing than being a church member. Amen. It's coming into Christ, knowing Christ, loving Christ, eating the Word of God, and that Holy Ghost in you thrills your heart, so it sets your heart on fire. Somebody keeps saying, "I believe we're going to have a revival. I believe God's going to revive His bride. I believe that there's a revival for the church." Well, honey, if it gets any more revival, I don't know if I can stand it or not. Amen. This Word of God will give you a revival. Amen. It'll set that heart on fire. All you got to do is start eating the little book. Amen. That Word of God. And it'll get you so excited you can't hardly stand then. Amen. Brother Gary's telling me he the other night the Lord began to talk to him. He didn't get in work till I think about 1 o'clock in the morning. So he laid down, got the Word on his mind, and got thinking, laying there thinking. And so later on he got up and went there on the couch because he wanted to read a little or something. It's the Lord giving scripture. He wanted to study that a little bit. So Wanda come through and said, "Gary, are you all right?" Now Wanda's wife, you know, said, "Gary, are you all right?" He said, "Yes." He said, "The Lord's talking to me." She said, "Okay." Went back to bed. See, I tell you what, where's the revival? It's taking place right now, but it's not for the world. It's not for the church world. It's for those that have been baptized by one Spirit into the body of Christ that's eating the little books. See? Hallelujah. So it's available to us. It takes all, it gets us out of the straitjacket. Amen. A lot of people think that if they get saved, they got to do this, they got to do that. No. Amen. If you get saved, the Holy Ghost, amen, the Word of God will build something in you that you want to do what's right. Amen. Is that right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. That's the way it is. Somebody said, "Well, I want somebody to tell me what to do." Amen. Well, listen to the Word of God and you'll know what to do. Hallelujah. I want some rules to go by. Amen. Well, listen to the Word of God. God in His Word will guide you, but it'll be by the Holy Ghost. He'll lead you and guide you into all truth as you hear the Word of God preached. Amen. Is that right? It ain't so many rules and you sign your name. I remember joining the Church of God several years ago, back when I was just a young Christian, I guess in the teens. And I went up and they asked me, "Would you believe these?" and read the rules off and so on. And then they got me to stand there and got all of them, the members, come around and shake hands, give me the right hand of the fellowship. And now you're an official member. Now these are the rules that we go by. And gave, read off a bunch of rules. Amen. Well, I'll tell you, Jesus came to set us free. He didn't come to put us in the denomination. He didn't come to put us in the straitjacket. He came that we might have life and that we might have it more abundant. And he that has the Son has life, and he that has not the Son has not life. Amen. Is that right? So we're a people here, and if you come to this church, if you do what's right, you got to do it because that's what's in you to do. There ain't nobody going home with you and look and see if you watch TV or if you don't watch TV. It ain't nobody going to see what kind of videos you got, whether it's vulgar videos or whatever. No, that's up to you. But if you got the Holy Ghost and got in the body of Christ, amen, it ain't going to take about 1 minute watching one. You're going to say, "That ain't for me." How many knows it? Amen. The Bible says, "Grieve not the Holy Spirit, whereby you're sealed until the day of redemption." Amen. So the thing is, let Christ lead you and guide you, and that's what you're going to do if you come to church here. As long as I'm pastoring, I don't know how long that'll be, but I'm telling you this, you ain't going to have somebody say, "You got to do this, you got to do that, you got to do this, and did you do this, and did you do that?" Amen and no. Amen. But if God's in you, Christ is in you, amen, nobody can keep you from it. How many knows it? Praise God. And why? Because you've been eating something. Hallelujah. Your heart's on fire. Amen. I know what Gary meant when he said he woke up and got that thinking of the Word and had to give. Well, the Spirit of God dealt me on messages before, and I get up and read, and sometimes that's when I'm working on a book or something. I get up in the early morning hour. Amen. I do my best work then, the Holy Spirit dealing with me and so on. I tell you, this is a real life. It ain't a dead letter of the Word. It comes in you. It's living. Amen. It become part of you. It's something that go everywhere you go. Hallelujah. It's something. It'll make you a new creature. How many knows that? So he said, he brought back the little book. Now who's worthy to eat the book? It's those that are in Christ, the one that took the book, see? Hallelujah. And how do you get in Christ? And the Word says by one Spirit, you're baptized into one body and you become the very body of Jesus Christ walking around here in the earth. Hallelujah. Now, God's already sent His Spirit for the body. Amen. You become a member, see? The body without the Spirit, one in the Bible, I believe James says, the body is dead without the Spirit. We know that. Well, Christians today, without the Spirit of Christ, amen, they're dead. Hallelujah. And you cannot be part of the body of Christ unless you're baptized into the body of Christ by one Spirit. Hallelujah. And you can't do that until He comes down. Hallelujah. He's already come down and brought the book in the church ages there that had wheat and tare growing together. That was what the Bible called the Kingdom of Heaven Age. It was a 2,000-year period. It was seven church ages. Amen. Broke up into seven church ages. Were people saved? Yes. But they couldn't have what you got because it was reserved in the heavens. Hallelujah. How many will say amen? Glory to God. It was up there and you were down here. Now you could be a Christian. And there's many that's gone down in the grave that has been baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. There's many that have gone in the grave. Amen. The old farmer chewed that tobacco, could spit that tobacco through a knot hole, you know, in the wall. All that, and baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, all of it contrary to the Word, but they were living in that time period, see. The book was up here, amen, but now He brings it down to us, and He told us to eat it and become part of it, and He said there's going to be a group of people that's going to be His wife. Amen. Now, Paul, the apostle, to the first apostle to the Gentiles, he got the bride engaged as a chaste virgin to Christ. Amen. In this hour, it ain't an engagement, it's a marriage. It's got to be that same apostolic. Oh, pick up where Paul left off and come on, come on, come on, church. Come on, bride. Come on, bride. Amen. Become one with Him. Become united with Him. Become bone of His bone, flesh of His flesh. And he that's joined to the Lord is one Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. And then, amen, you're baptized into the body of Christ and all that He has, you're part of it. Every gift that Christ has, we're part of it. How many knows it? Every gift that was in the body of Christ when He walked around here on the sandy shores of Galilee is in the church. Now I know some people want to try to be a big evangelist or something. And they'll say, I've got all nine gifts. And I got a call I told you about here a while back. Somebody called me and says, I know this preacher and said, I believe we can get him to come to your church if you want him to. Says he's got all nine of the gifts plus two. Amen. I said, well, thank you. Thank you. If I feel like we can use them, we'll call you. Amen. Well, I ain't concerned about all nine of the gifts plus two. They're in the body of Christ. And if you're in the body of Christ, He can give different members different gifts of the Spirit. He can give one the gift of wisdom. Amen. Knows exactly what to do. He can give another the gift of knowledge. Knows exactly what's going to take place and so on in prophecy, but not necessarily in one person. Hallelujah. How many knows it? Amen. I'm glad that I ain't got all nine gifts. I got the one that got all nine gifts, and He can work through me and He can give me one or something like that, because it would put a big responsibility upon you. That would mean you're just like Christ. Amen. You got through all the responsibility of the church, but the Bible says God made Christ the head of the church. And He's going to stay the head of the church. Only thing you're going to be is a member of that body, and He'll give you gifts according to His will. Amen. And it may be two, maybe three. Amen. He may just give you the gift of wisdom or something. Know what to do. Know when to speak and know when not to. Sometimes I think us preachers need that one. Know when to speak and know when to not to. You know. But that's the way it is, see. God has His body in the earth, and see, you are part of it, see. Amen. How are you part of it? By faith. You claim it. You know it. You claim it. Amen. You say, I am just what this says the church is. I am just what this says the bride is. Hallelujah. And you march forth and you believe. You have every confidence. And you believe, first of all, one of the basic beliefs, you believe that Christ became sin for you, that you could become the righteousness of God. Now, I have a lot of people come to me, well, I do this and I do that, and I know I ain't too good and all this, and I got a lot of faults. Well, I ain't concerned a nickel's worth about whether you're good or whether you're bad or whether you got faults or not. Are you in Christ? Are you in Christ? Amen. If you are, He took all that away, put it under the blood. Amen. He began to teach you by coming, hearing the Word of God, see. Amen. You begin to grow. Amen. When a little baby is born, it has to grow, doesn't it? Amen. Somebody come in the kingdom of God, they might not know all the ways of the Lord. But if you'll sit and hear the Word of God, you will grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord. Amen. And then you start claiming, I'm part of the body. You don't have to get grown before you're part of the body, say. Amen. How many knows that? You remember the message last year in South Carolina about everybody got a penny, don't matter what age you come. Some came in the first age, some third, and on down through. But that last one, them come in the 11th hour when the man got them together to pay them on the parable, he gave everybody a penny. Hallelujah. Amen. So whatever age you're in, amen, just meet what God has for you for that age. And this age is, come into the body of Christ, be baptized in the body of Christ. Amen. God's got a fivefold ministry, eat the little book. Hallelujah. And then you'll think like Christ because you are part of Christ. You beat the book. Now, somebody told me, and I said this the other week, and forgive me if you think I'm being too repetitious on it, but I want to make a point on it. This brother told me, he said, Brother Ben, I want you to preach for me today. And said, I tell you what I want you to do. I want you to put the fear of God in them. Amen. In other words, tell them good. Tell them all. Well, the thing about it is, amen, I believe if you put the love of God in it, might do more. Can you say amen? Well, see, the thing is, if you've got Christ in you and you've got the mind of Christ, all I have to do is just mention it because it's already in you to begin with. Ephesians chapter 1, amen, says you were predestinated in Him before the foundation of the world. Amen. God ordained you before the world was that you should come forth to His glory. And you were part of that word just the same as Christ was. You were there in the mind of God. Amen. These things I'm preaching, they're not new. They've been in God all the time. They were there when you were there before the world was. Hallelujah. The only thing I have to do is bring to your remembrance these great things. It'll strike your heart and you'll say amen to the Word of God. Hallelujah. I'm not going to have to say, I'm not going to have to threaten you. Amen. I don't like people threatening me, do you? And I don't even like people tell me I got to do something. But I like for people to let me know it would be good to do this and this is the way it's supposed to be done, then I'll do it. Amen. Glory to God. Praise God, because that's the way God's Word, see, it was in you to begin with. Job spoke of the sons of God and sang together in the morning star before, and it was before the foundation of the world. He asked Job, where were you when I laid the foundation of the world? He was right there in God. Hallelujah. How many knows it? Jesus prayed and said, give me back the glory that I had with thee before the world was. That's in the 17th chapter of the book of St. John. Amen. Praying the prayer. Well, I had the glory there before the foundation of the world. Before the foundation of the world, you were sitting here and I was preaching this message. Amen. And some of you, your hearts just leap within you for joy like it did when Elizabeth heard that Mary was pregnant and going to bring forth Jesus Christ. When she heard that news, Amen. My soul rejoiced within me. Hallelujah. Praise God. So when you begin to hear this thing, you know you're part of it. Amen. But here he comes. He's here now. He's done opened the seals. The mystery's finished. That age over. Now, the church age is over and he wants to marry his bride and take her into glory. And that's what he's doing by the way. That's why he's doing this morning. Amen. Has Paul's message got you engaged? This message get you married to Christ? And that's what you're doing now. You're partaking of them vows to be married to Him. And then you become bone of His bone, flesh of His flesh, spirit of His spirit, mind of His mind. And by one spirit you're joined unto Him. You can no more be lost than He can be lost. He's done paid for all your sin and gave you His righteousness. So you're as righteous as He's righteous. Therefore you can eat the book. You're worthy. Woo! The angel asked, who's worthy to take the little book? They looked all over heaven, looked under the earth, it's 5th chapter of Revelation. Looked everywhere, nobody in heaven, nobody on earth, nobody on earth, nobody nowhere could take the little book. There was nobody worthy. And then here come a lamb. And he took it. That was showing what Christ did at Calvary. He paid the price. Then he came and took the book and he brought it to earth. And guess what he did with it? It tells right here. He didn't keep it for himself. Amen. He made you worthy as He's worthy. Amen. Because you were part of the Word to begin with. You were there with Him before the foundation of the world. You were the bride way before you was ever born. You were the bride way before He ever made any stardust. You were the bride way before this water that fell and made the oceans. When it was up there in the atmosphere, you was a bride then. Amen. Your name were in the book. How many knows it? Praise God. Amen. I was turning History Channel on this morning just a little bit there, watching about Einstein, how he tried to figure out all these things and all the and he got some things pretty much right, but some of them never did pan out. But the science now they sent this rocket off last week. I think it's going to take 8 years to go out there to some Milky Way or something, try to figure out how the earth was made. Well, I can tell them in about 2 seconds. Read one scripture and you can find out. And that's Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Paul said, we understand that the world were formed by the Word of God, and it don't get no simpler than that. They spend billions. Let them give me a little money. I'll tell them. I pay this on the television everywhere. If they don't find out where the world come from, I can tell them in a heartbeat. Amen. Praise God. They say, well, that water up there must have been, the moon looked like got river beds in there. So it must have been water there sometime. Well, dummies, let me tell you something. Amen. The water that's in the earth today at the flood, when God destroyed the world with flood, the fountain of the deep, deep space, way out somewhere started falling to the earth. It's never rained before. For 40 days and nights it fell. And when it all, God sent Noah in the ark, you know, when he came out there on Mount Ararat, sent the dove out, and I'm not getting that story, but the point is, there was big oceans. Amen. But finally it began to move to its place and dry land appeared. So that water, in the millennium, by the time it's over with, the water will be picked back up and put where it's supposed to be. And during this 1,000-year period, first 200 or 300, you probably ain't going to notice a whole lot of difference. Amen. But by the time that 1,000 years is up, this is going to be, you can sing, this is like heaven to me. We can sing it in the Spirit now, but this old earth, glory to God, when we come back to this earth, it's going to be in one more stinking mess. Because the Battle of Armageddon have took place and all these things, and God has put down all nations, all the enemies, and our blood will run to the horse's bridle in the Valley of Megiddo. So, let me get a drink of water. Amen. All right, and this world's going to be... But God's just going to call for all the buzzards He got.
and say, come on, eat. You know there's two suppers spoken of in Revelation 19th chapter. There's one, the marriage supper of the Lamb. That's the one we won't be at. Amen. We're eating some of that right now. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. But then there's the great supper of God, where He's going to call for the fowls of the air, eat the flesh of kings and all that. So you better not get at that supper. You better be eating the lamb, the supper at the Lamb's table. So there's two suppers there. You get at the first one. Amen. Where you picked up. Glory to God. You're already beginning to eat now. All right. Let me just leave that there without taking a lot of time. But here, notice the voice spike again. That's what's happening right this very moment. It says, go take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel which stands upon the sea and upon the earth. And I went unto the angel and said unto him, give me the little book. You can't ask for it if you don't know it's available. Some people say it's not available. Some people say the seal, one of the seals still on it, or the book's not open, it's not available, and a whole lot of things like that. Amen. Then if it does, that kill every bit of faith you could ever think you got. Amen. He said, go take the little book. And if it's not available, how are you going to take it? Somebody said, there's one seal left, and it'll be took off some of these days, and then we'll have the little book. No, that ain't right. Amen. He's telling you today, go take the little book. Amen. Here's what he said, do. Amen. He says, take the little book. And he went unto the angel and said, give me the little book. And he said, take it and eat it up. It'll make thy belly bitter, but it'll be in thy mouth sweet as honey. Some people ain't used to eating this. It upsets their stomach. A lot of people want to go join the church and get their names on the book and come sit and be very pious and all that and let the preacher guide. And here's your rule book. Go by these rules. See you, honey, next week. No, amen. This little book's a living word, live in you day and night. Hallelujah. Is that right? Amen. It makes you want to keep on eating. Praise God. Now, Barbara, she likes like Mexican type food. She used to, first me and her got married or got going together, I would eat something, oh my stomach, it would give me so much trouble, I couldn't hardly eat it. But in order to get to be with her, I pretended, you know. But you know, pretty soon I got loving it. And now I'm one saying, let's go get some Mexican food. Amen. Because my system got used to it. Amen. Well, I tell you, a lot of people's system ain't used to this. Amen. I believe it's Joanne told me here a while back, said some people say, I just can't understand what Junior's saying. Well, I tell you what, you just keep eating. If you can't eat it all now, get you a doggy bag and take it home and eat it then. Amen. Get you some of these tapes, see? Amen. If you can't eat it all now, get you a tape. Amen. Eat on it through the week. It ain't going to spoil. Amen. There's a tape we got off radio broadcast that was in 67. Amen. Now, I'll swear. I ain't going to swear because I ain't think I'm supposed to swear. But anyway, amen. You'll think it was preached yesterday. See? Yesterday. 67. I'm not even going to try to figure how many years that is, because you'll know I'm an old man. Amen. Like they told somebody, Brother Enoch over there was telling Brother Ben's kind of. Brother Ben's kind of. Well, how old is Brother Ben? Oh, he's 68, I believe. You mean the old man's coming here? Ain't he too old to preach, you know? Well, he'll be too old to go do this, you know. Then they got over there, they couldn't keep up with me. Glory to God, amen. I'll tell you, God's moving. He's speeding up. Now, my system's got used to this, and I can't hardly eat anything else. If anything else makes me sick. This year makes me feel good, makes me rejoice, makes me shout. It gives me that wheel in the middle of the wheel get turning. Amen. And the prophet said, like fire shut up in my bones. It set my heart on fire, and I'm right smack dab in the big middle of a big revival. You may say, I'm waiting for a revival. I'm praying for a revival. You go ahead and wait for it, and you go ahead and pray for it, but I'm going to enjoy it. While you're waiting for it and while you're praying for it, I'm doing just fine in this revival. This is the bride revival. Amen. All right. Give me a little book. And then verse 10 said, and I took the little book out of the angel's hand. Now, what's the hand? It's a fivefold ministry. Apostles, prophets, hey, let the young man hold his hand up there. Hey, that's all right. Five of them, buddy. Amen. The young fella here. He must have been hearing some tapes or listening to me preach or something. Amen. The fivefold ministry. See, took it out of his hand. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Now that each one of them individual and unique in themselves. There's only one can touch all the other offices. And that's the apostle, see. Amen. Jesus Christ was the apostle and high priest, so it typifies the highest of one of the ministering offices. See that apostle? You can touch all fingers with this thumb, but you can't do it with none of the other. An apostle can be a teacher. He can be this. He can be that for a while. He can be an evangelist for a while. Amen. These things like that. Hallelujah. Amen. But don't try to put your thumb down that little finger all the time. You get your hands so sore you can't move it. Amen. Do what's necessary and go on. Paul, he pastored one time about at Ephesus about 3 years. But buddy, he had to got that itchy feet and he got going. Amen. He saw a man in the vision saying, come on to Macedonia and help us. Old Paul said, I got to go. Amen. And then he had some brethren traveling with him. He had something in his soul just turning and burning. And they all got on the ship and sailed over there. But the Bible says, but Paul walked. Now think about that. A man giving up a bed and a luxury liner and walk. Why in the world would that man do that? Unless something was wrong with his mind. Well, I'll tell you, something was wrong with his mind. He had the mind of Christ and he wanted to meditate, he wanted to think. Amen. He wanted to enjoy the walk, just him and the Lord. He wasn't walking by himself. The Lord's walking with him. They sailed over here, the word says, but Paul walked. Amen. So he was a little different than the fellow. Amen. St. Paul, he had other things going on in him. Amen. A lot of times we ain't concerned about all this going on around us. Amen. If the creek rise or if it go down, we ain't going to get too concerned. Amen. If eggs go up to 20 cents a dozen or a dollar a dozen, we ain't going to worry about it. Because don't eat many eggs anyway. Glory to God. But I tell you, there's something that's turning in my soul. It's got my mind in the Word. Amen. And my mind and Christ's mind become one. And yours have if you're in the bride. Not overnight, but it'll, as you meditate on the Word. That's why I said, forsake not to assemble yourselves together. There's people. Now, we met a brother over in Africa. And he had a tape player. And we'd mention the tape. Barbara, she'd know more about what's on the tape. He'd tell you exactly what tape that's on and everything. Amen. I'll tell you, we were traveling for 6 or 8 hours. I was explaining the millennia to and the different things to one of the brothers up front and some the other brothers back there. And Barbara started saying something. He said, shh, shh. Amen. He didn't want to miss a word out of it. Amen. Praise God. Because this thing, when you get eating it, the more you eat, the more you want. Ain't that what they say about Cracker Jacks? The more you eat, the more you want. Amen. And like them potato chips, nobody can eat just one. I pretty much agree with that. Amen. Well, that's what this word is. Eat it, he said. Take the book, and he said, and I took the book out of the angel's hand and ate it up. He didn't fool around, play around. Amen. He didn't pick around on his food. Amen. So, this year tastes good, though. I can eat it, and then an hour later I can eat it again. An hour later I can eat it again. An hour later I can eat it again. Because I'm growing fat on the Word of God, see. Amen. This is one fatness you can like. Everybody want to lose weight and don't be fat and all. Well, praise God, I'm glad I'm spiritual fat on the Word. And if you get fat enough on the Word, you might not crave natural food quite as good. But I like that anyway good. Amen. Hallelujah. Boy, I went to push the wrong button there. Has that got a reject? Okay, let me finish reading this. He ate the book. It was in my mouth as sweet as honey, and as soon as I was eating it, my belly was bitter. Now, amen. Who can eat the book? Who's worthy to eat the book? It's them that's in Christ, because He took the book. It's in His possession 100%. Now, it's not in Almighty's God possession. The only thing the Almighty God did was told the mighty angel when it spoke to John, the only thing the Almighty did was anoint to give the church inspiration to go and ask for the book. And then the one that had the book did the rest of the talking. Amen. And that's Jesus of Nazareth, the same yesterday, but He's in spirit form. The Bible says He's head of the church, so He's giving it to us. Amen. He bought it for us. He told us to eat it, and that's what I'm doing. I'm eating fine. And when we get through eating, He said this. Verse 11. And He said unto me, thou must prophesy again. Amen. That means the message that went forth in that early age got him engaged. Amen. With the end time inspiration of it, the second hand of it, we're to preach it. It's a deep revelational preaching. Amen. So we're prophesying. Amen. And you can prophesy when you're talking about this. It's the spirit of prophecy. Amen. It signifies the deepness of the spiritual inspiration of God. And if I preach, it won't do one speck bit of good for you to hear it unless you got that deep inspirational spirit of God in you, and then you can say amen to it, and you can pass it on, and you can prophesy. Like that woman at the well. Jesus came to her and began to tell her a few things there. Amen. About this water of life. And she got so excited, she left her old denominational water pot. Amen. She left her old denominational water pot and went into the city, and she testified. She didn't preach. She wasn't part of the hand. She wasn't part of the fivefold ministry. She testified, come see a man that told me a whole thing. That's what you sisters can do. Amen. I remember Barbara when she come to church and hear first thoughts, told her mama, come hear this man upon the hill. Said, you ought to hear him preach. You know. Amen. That's what you sisters can do. Get out there and with you when you're associating with people, say, hey, you ought to come hear my preacher preach. And you can say my preacher if you want to. I don't care. Amen. Because if I'm the Lord's, I'm yours too. See, Paul said, the Lord's given us to you. See? Amen. So, he said, prophesy again before many people, nation, tongues, and kings. And that's what we're doing every day. Amen. This Word of God go forth on the internet, and by the way it's going, this is the first time in human history that it's possible. Now, see what I'm preaching now. You turn on about 6 o'clock this evening, you can hear it. They hear it in China. They hear it in North America, South America, over in Europe, in India, wherever it is. All over the world. Prophesy again. That's what I'm doing. This scripture is fulfilled, and you read it. And there's one scripture I didn't read, but I'm not going back. I quoted it. I think I'll do for quoting. I think that'll be where it says, by one Spirit you're baptized into the body. See? Now, that's not getting baptized in water. That's not saying, hey, I got the baptism of the Holy Ghost. No, that's good. That's a start. You got to have the baptism of the Holy Ghost to be baptized in the body. Because it teaches you the Word, get your mind trained. Amen. Lead you and guide you in all truth. But then you come into a fellowship. This Word is what baptizes. It's a fellowship. It's Christ. Amen. You're inducted into a fellowship. And in that fellowship, there ain't but one mind. That's the mind of Christ. We got so many Pentecostal denominations, and I started to call them all, I mean, so many you wouldn't, and each one teach a little different. But the bride, all seeing eye to eye, speaking the same thing, I believe it's Isaiah 52, said the watchman on the wall shall see eye to eye, and said they'll raise up the voice together and sing together. The voice. It's the voice of Christ as it comes right down through the ministry. Amen. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors. Do you love Jesus today? Amen. Are you glad you're part of this thing? Amen. Praise God. God bless you today. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you, God, for your love, goodness, and mercy. Thank you for each one that have come out this way, Lord. I pray that your word has richly rewarded and blessed everyone that have come this way. Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ we pray. That you are moved by your Holy Spirit. Oh God, and may this word just keep burning in our heart. Amen. Your word says it will upset your stomach, be bitter, cause your stomach to be bitter. But Lord, we've been eating it so long now, our system got used to it, and we can't eat nothing but this. Lord, I just thank you for it. Lord, I pray that the ones that haven't been eating it, they'll start eating. Amen. It'll make their spiritual stomach a little bitter because they ain't used to this freedom of the Holy Ghost and being baptized in the body of Christ and living right without a bunch of rules. Oh, God, Lord, you just put it in our heart like you did with Abraham before the law was ever written. Amen. He heard the voice of God. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that we've heard the voice of God right through the Word for this day and hour. Now bless everyone as they go their separate way. Bless the hearers of this word, they may hear it around the world. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.